You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
What you got behind your back? A lollipop?
Won't tell ya.
Don't have to.
Why?
'Cause it's all over your face.
Tain't there now, smarty.
You'll never guess where we're going next Sunday. I can hardly wait until that one day comes along.
Here it comes along.
Every kitty there has a regular fun day. It's the one and only place you can have a sticky face. 'Cause every blade of grass is covered with molasses where the lollipops grow. Jeeves, row after row, you can help yourself if you know where to go. When your tummy tickles, you don't need no nickel where the lollipops grow. Everything is free, and holly gee, I bet you wish and wish that you were me. The farmer in the dell, he snoozes by the well where we make mud pies. And when we want to chase, we just splash him in the face when he shuts his googly eyes. And me and Jackie Horner found a cozy corner for a nice bungalow. 'Cause we're thinking of falling in love down where the lollipops grow. There's strawberry, raspberry, lemon, lime, and peppermint, wild cherry, gooseberry, peach, licorice. Oh golly, by golly, down among the lollipops, every lollipop is so delish. I felt a bee leaning on me down where the lollipops, down where the lollipops grow.
Where they look into her eyes, they tell me what I'm longing to know. What the by the old Ohio, where the shy little violets grow.
Lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin'. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
It's summer. Radiola is not on the air, but on the internet here in exile from WHCL while the new studio is being constructed. But the show is going on, as I've stated before. We're exploring some different things tonight. There may be a little crunch too as we proceed, but I'm hoping to remedy that situation. But I'm going to call this episode of Radiola Surface Noise, USA. We began, and it wasn't much here. Ethel and Dorothea Ponce in 1928, or 1929, I think. That was 28. Excuse me. They recorded one of those sides in 28, and the other in 29. That was recorded in late 1928, Down Where the Lollipops Grow, and that was the Ponce sisters. They recorded well into the 30s, and we'll be hearing them again. Guy Lombardo, where the shy little violets grow. I'm sure that's not where the lollipops grow. Maybe a different garden. And that was also from 1928. And our theme, Willie Robeson, the Ipana Troubadours, Wake Up, Chillin'. Although in this weather, you might want to just take a nap. You know, get under that tree and stay away from the lollipops and the shy little violets and, take a nap or something. But It's that kind of weather. What can you do? It's, I don't have the song Lazy Weather this week, but it would have been appropriate. Harry Hudson's Melody Men, and by the way, I'm Andy Sr. I might have not have said that here on Radiola, but you'll be hearing that too from time to time. Harry Hudson's Melody Men, off an Edison Bell radio. That's an 8-inch 78 from Britain, and Miss Annabelle Lee.
Annabelle Lee, who's kissable, who's lovable, Miss Annabelle Lee. Ain't she a pretty baby? What would you give? Escorting her, supporting her, don't forget that she's exclusive. Who's dignified, who's glorified, Miss Annabelle Lee. What makes them fall? She has it all. Just look and you'll see. So you ain't telling me a thing, boy. I'm telling you. Who's wonderful, who's marvelous, Miss Annabelle Lee. Thank you.
her boyfriend knows.
We have the Clevelanders, which was a Harry Reeser group and a very hot side. Not quite 90 degrees, but it's pretty hot. Harry Reeser and Frank Munn on the vocal off that Brunswick of Pretty Lips in 1927. Before that, Coon Sanders, Is She My Girlfriend? 1927 also, beginning with Harry Hudson's Melody Men. And I bought that CD from John Lyford, the CD. 78, I should say. What am I? There's like one CD track on this thing today. Everything else is shellac, and it's proudly so. And and remember, 78s are made out of shellac. I just had to educate an eBay seller on that point. continuing though on Radiola, and we are somewhat, draconian in our assessments of certain things. But I'm the biggest one of all. I'm Andy Senior. We're going to continue now with Marion Harris, and there's a little crunch on this show, and it's going to continue. Marion Harris in 1923. The title is That Redhead Gal, but she sings it as That Redhead Man, and I have to say, the one she's singing about sounds a lot like my father. If you ever met him, I guess I can say that now. There's nobody left to offend by saying that. He had his moments, and I'm nothing at all like him, of course. Marion Harris, That Redhead Gal, or Man, if you will, from 1923.
Thank you. Sonia. Yup, alley up, alley up, alley up. That's when I'm thinking of you, Sonia. I can remember when you came from Slobodsky. Was in November, my heart was full of whiskey. Yup, alley up, alley up, alley up. That's when I'm thinking of you, Sonia, my own.
Harmonians, Arthur Fields on the vocal there in 1928. That's My Weakness Now, and I like Arthur Fields, and got a bunch of his stuff recently, which you may be hearing some of in weeks to come. You'll be hearing a lot of stuff in weeks to come. This show is not going to get any more... It's not going to be the same stuff. You're going to keep hearing different stuff on this show, and that is my vow. That you will. Before that, we had a group called the Sun-Kissed Serenaders, Actually, the Emerson Dance Orchestra, and it was hard to track this one down, but I did. It's on a rather, you know, obscure label, Everybody's. And that was Sonia Eliop. You know, he sounds like he's thinking of her when he's doing push-ups. I guess that would be appropriate. That was from 1925. And Marion Harris. So is that Arthur Hall? I don't know. I always assume it's Arthur Hall if I can't tell who it is. And Marion Harris, that redhead gal, 1923. And, yeah, there could be problems there, certainly. That redhead guy, man, person, individual. This is Radiola, and it certainly is individual because I don't know anybody else who would go to this trouble with no radio station in tow. But that's coming. It's coming in August. Even though I just received word from a listener, they tuned in, and apparently the computer is still hooked up in the studio to the server. So somebody took a long weekend, about a six-week weekend, actually. So we'll see what happens. I just hope that they they make something move it other than a glacial pace in there. And I'm Andy Senior, and I occasionally move at a glacial pace, especially in this weather, but that's just to keep cool, man. Here's Lee Sims, nice copy of this, a better copy than the one I found earlier. And the other side I'd already played, but this is clean enough to play on the show. Falling in Love with You.
sweetest thing. What else on earth could ever bring such happiness to everything as love's old story? Love is the strangest thing. No song of birds upon the wing shall in our hearts more sweetly sing than love's old story. Whatever heart may desire, whatever fate may send, this is the tale that never will tire. This is the song without end. Love is the greatest thing, the oldest yet the latest thing. I only hope that fate may bring love's story to you.
Sweethearts hand in hand go laughing by my window. It seems just like they're passing in review, and as they pass they make me feel so blue.
Johnny Marvin, a nice accompaniment, a rather sprightly pace on that, from 1928, Sweethearts on Parade. Carmen Lombardo had a hand in composing that one. Before that, it was the BBC Dance Orchestra, under the direction of Henry Hall. I'm not sure who the vocalist is, because unless it's Al Boley, I tend to draw a blank. Maybe Val Rosing I can recognize, but I tend not to, I have not tuned my ears to the various British vocalists. Maybe, who knows, Les Allen? Well, somebody. Love is the Sweetest Thing, 1932, beginning with Lee Sims, who is unmistakable and a brilliant pianist. And I'm trying to play a lot of Lee Sims because I'm getting a lot of Lee Sims in, and he's worth considering on his own, even without the major person that he influenced, whose name I will not mention, by the way, because I think Lee Sims deserves his own time in the spotlight. 1927, Falling in Love with You. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and you can find this or a playlist for this show or any other playlist or lots of links and lots of happy stuff on Radiola Blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into Google. Sometimes Radiola Rhythm works, sometimes it doesn't. RadiolaRhythm.com, that is. And you can always find the Live 365 page by typing in Radiola365.com, and that's the easiest thing you could possibly do. There's nothing easier. It's like falling off a log, but it's not as painful. I dare say it's not. And we're going to get into some more crunch here, and there's some nice crunch in here. This is the crunch that makes it worth it, considering what's underneath the crunch. And I have tried to reduce the noise, but there's enough noise on here to go around. And I'll mention later why I'm going to try to do a better job with some of these as time proceeds. But here's the original Memphis Five in 1923 on an old banner, Steppin' Out. Thank you. Was a nice eBay find in any shape, and it was not a bad price that I got that for. King Oliver and his Dixie Syncopators on Vocalion in 1926. Vocalion A1059 to be exact. Someday, Sweetheart. And it's a lot of music there. It looked beat, but it plays. They always play pretty well. Before that, we're going from back to acoustic with Benny Kruger's Orchestra in 1921. Everybody Stop, Irving Berlin tune. I guess there is some stepping going on because we began with the original Memphis Five, and I think it was the standard group there. I think Miff Mole was in there too with Jimmy Lytle and Frank Signorelli and Phil Napoleon, of course. Stepping out, the original Memphis Five, 1923. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I also want to mention, because it ought to be mentioned, that if you're down in New York, if you have any plans to go to New York, you really, really owe it to yourself to spend an evening at the Hotel Edison down in the Club Cachet, Sophia's Restaurant, and two nights a week, Monday and Tuesday, and that's right on Broadway, and I think it's a big, I don't have the exact address in front of me because I never write anything down, and I tear up all my mental notes, but Monday and Tuesday night, starting at 8, and it's a $15 cover, $15 minimum, which is nothing for New York, nothing at all. Getting into New York is more expensive. It's a real e-ticket. But Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks always play Monday and Tuesday nights. And Vince also is going to be in Davenport. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to make Davenport this year, but he's going to be there, and he's going to be playing with some brilliant people like Andy Schaum, and Dan Levinson is going to be out there too. And it's going to be a stellar array of musicians, but for various considerations, we're not going to be able to make it this year, which we feel deeply sad about. And some members of the West End Jazz Band, Leah Bees and John Otto, Dave Bach plays a lot out there too. But you'll have the Bix Fest this year is going to be marvelous. But if you want to see Vince in his regular element, in his home turf, Sophia's Restaurant, every Monday and Tuesday night, 8 p.m. at the Hotel Edison in the heart of New York City, right on Broadway there. It's a gorgeous venue for his music. And I'm going to play for you two things that are... This is what the band sounds like now. This is what they sound like this year. not from his CDs, but if you want to know what you're going to get into, I'm going to give you a taste of it. Because at the Pee Wee Russell Memorial Stomp this March, they played a couple of numbers that were, you know, they played a lot of numbers that were great. But I'm going to share two with you in this segment. Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks with a Benny Moten chart, and it is a killer chart of Jones Law Blues.
Jones Law Blues.